You're making a face like there is no blue.
Well, there's less blue now than half an hour.
By the way, should I have Ryan give you a hug? Since
it's up to him.
Well, all right. Today is Hug a Newsman Day. It's Hug a News Person Day. Apparently,
right.
It started out as a newsman because that's all there were. And then they changed things around, making it a little more politically correct.
I wonder who the first newswoman really was. The very first one, somewhere. Maybe a small radio station somewhere.
I know the answer to that, but I can't.
You do?
I don't remember to. Yeah, there was some recent story about it. It's not Barbara Walters. She is obviously the one that became the first news anchor.
Yeah.
She and Harry Reasoner. That was a dynamic duo that they had on
there. I liked Harry.
Yeah, but he had Barbara next to her, and it sort of exposed how sort of cold and plain Harry was.
All right.
I mean, he just gave us the news. He wasn't as friendly for that. Still wondering with the Yellow Submarine, they have a reboot on that. Are they going to be able to have blue meanies? Isn't that a little discriminate, you call somebody a meanie?
I don't know.
They have to call blue not very pleasant person kind of thing?
Have you ever watched that movie all the way through?
I've never watched that movie.
Me neither. I've seen little pieces of it.
I've probably seen the lunchbox more times than I've seen the movie for that.
What about Ryan Aronne? Have you seen Yellow Submarine?
I've never even started watching it, let alone see it all the way through.
Okay. We won't go into singing it either, but Ryan Aronne from United Way is here this morning because tomorrow they will have a celebration about all the good things that are happening in the county is benefiting from the United Way donations. A lot of organizations will be there, people in attendance talking about it. In fact, Craig will be out there tomorrow as well. We'll be bringing most of the celebration on the radio tomorrow. And so what's planned tomorrow morning? At Spitzer Conference Center.
Yeah, as the name implies, it's a celebration of the work that United Way and our partners have been able to do throughout the past year because of the tremendous support of our community. Traditionally, we'd have an annual report and an annual meeting where we talk about financials and we tell everybody how we invest the money. And that's still a key value and a key part of what we do, but we really want to bring that to life and have real-life people there to share their stories on how this work has changed their life. And we're really excited. We're going to have three people there to explain how their lives have been changed over the course of the past year because of the work of United Way and our 11 community collaboratives. And I think it'll be very powerful for people to hear that and see that and really see how their dollars are acting out in the community.
What kind of stories will they be sharing tomorrow?
We have three really good examples. One is a representative from Oberlin Kids, our Kindergarten Readiness Initiative in Oberlin. And it's actually an aunt who took custody of her three young nieces. The aunt had grown children of her own, wasn't prepared at all to enter back into that stage of life to raise three preschool kids. There were some issues in the family where she had to take control. She had no choice. She had to take control of the kids. And they had a lot of issues, a lot of developmental delays. There were interventions that were needed to get them back on track. And Oberlin Kids and their coordinator, Jen Keithley, specifically, really became a hero for her and connected them not only to the educational resources that were needed, but really just connected them throughout the community in Oberlin. To find resources that were needed to help the kids get healthy, to help them financially, to help them have a good Christmas. Anything that you can imagine when you have three young kids dropped into your lap that you're not planned for. And the kids are really doing well now. They're financially stable. They're healthy. They're thriving in school. So it's a tremendous story. And that's just one example of many in Oberlin and throughout the community.
We hear sort of community organizations and their missions and what they want to, but that puts it into sort of the real life sense to show how that mission is translated into somebody's life and affecting them too.
Absolutely. And the mission of United Way and the work that we're doing is really robust. And I come in and talk to you all often about collaborations and systems change and bringing all these groups of cross-sector organizations together. It's really big. It's admittedly jargon. It's very important, and it's hard work. But this is kind of bringing it back down to the individual level so people in the audience can see and hear that all this big jargony behind-the-scenes systematic work that we're doing is working, and it's affecting people. It's helping people. on the ground level, real people here in Lorain County are benefiting, and we're excited for them to share their stories.
You receive a lot of support from individuals, people who work in different companies, and I know in the past you've recognized some good, some terrific corporate partners. Will you be doing that again tomorrow?
We will, yeah, and that's another part of this. Just recognition and thanking and showing genuine gratitude to individual donors and corporate supporters as well. So we have a series of awards, different categories based on not only how much money was raised, of course that's important, but we recognize participation percentage as well. And then we have a community partnership award, you know, which highlights other things outside of our campaign that we've partnered with corporations on. We have an impact award, which highlights specific partnerships directed towards our impact areas, health, education, and financial stability. And then we have our big award, the Live United Award, which just recognizes overall tremendous support, not only throughout the past year, but over the years. So we'll recognize that as well.
Talking this morning with Ryan Aroney from United Way of Greater Lorain County. They have their annual Celebration of Community Impact. Goes on tomorrow, 7:30 to 9 tomorrow morning at the Spitzer Conference Center. Craig Adams will be out there, our newsman there, getting hugs maybe a day late from all the people out there tomorrow. And he'll also be broadcasting. I will have it on the morning show tomorrow. But I look at the calendar and I see it's April 4th. Now, I don't know if the government's given us an extra day this year or, yeah, I guess.
I think two, right?
Well, I don't know.
Is it two?
I hope so.
I've heard April 17th.
I'm still working on it, but that's the tax. I'm talking about and you have free tax prep. Now, is there still opportunity for people to benefit from that this time?
Yes, absolutely. And we do have two extra days this year. April 17th is tax day. And our sites are still open. Free tax prep is a service for generally people who made or households that earned about $60,000 or less in a year would qualify. We would ask you to call 211 first call for help. The telephone number is 211. They'll give you information on if you qualify. They'll tell you where all the sites are. We have multiple sites across Lorain County. And you can also make an appointment. So it's very convenient. You can show up, have a IRS certified volunteer preparer waiting for you when you get there. And not only do we go through tax day, we also extend beyond tax day for anybody who happens, for whatever reason, to miss the deadline, but also especially for people who maybe have back taxes from prior years. We're our site at the United Way office in downtown Lorain is open even beyond tax day to make sure people get caught back up.
Now, tomorrow at that celebration, you'll be hearing about the different collaboratives and finding out how people's donations and things help out, but it's volunteers also that help out, and you always have volunteer opportunities available. What's up? What's the most? The weather gets better, and people like to probably go out and help plant and beautify things. But
absolutely,
what things are coming up?
It's an exciting time for volunteering. As the weather breaks, we've got kind of our spring suite of projects lined up. First thing with us, with our Lorain County Volunteer Connection partnership with Hands on Northeast Ohio, we ask those who are interested to come to a one-time orientation, and it's not even an hour, about an hour long. We have one scheduled for Sunday the 29th at our office in Lorain. And once you go through that orientation, it opens up the calendar to you, and you can sign up for any project you want. And you never have to do another orientation again, no matter which site you go to. And this spring, we've got an Earth Day project in Oberlin. On the 21st, where we'll be doing some gardening down in Oberlin at the George Jones Farm. We have a Black River cleanup where we're partnering with Loco Yaks on May 5th. And on May 19th, our big spring day of caring is in South Lorain. We'll be working with El Centro, beautifying, cleaning up the Pearl Avenue corridor, and some other projects at El Centro. And that project actually includes breakfast and lunch. If you sign up, you kind of bookend the project with some food, which is always good.
Ryan Aroney, our guest this morning, United Way of Greater Lorain County. Thanks for stopping in. Of course, we'll maybe hear you a little bit tomorrow. I know we'll probably get your boss, Bill Harper, on the air as part of the celebration. Craig will be out there as well, and we'll hear from some of those stories. And it should be a fun event as well. You take those kind of pie charts and you turn them into balloons, and let people, it's the kind of that kind of celebration.
Right.
You talk about the numbers off the paper to see the real life impact that your donations have when you give to United Way of Greater Lorain County. Ryan, thanks for stopping in.
Appreciate My pleasure.
This.
Thank you.
Should we end with Go Tribe?
Always, Go Tribe.
Oh, yeah.